This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish our tour of Habakkuk with, as the waters cover the seas, the Lord is in his holy temple. In wrath, remember mercy. Quietly waiting, and yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. For you to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Then they cried to the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 30. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore you shall flee away, and we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five you shall flee, till you are left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We too are mourning exiles, even still. Lent continually reminds us of this reality. Our sin separates us from God, and no matter how hard we may try and scurry and fight and wrestle, it makes no difference. For all of our running away from our sin amounts to nothing. We flee at the very sight of trouble. But the Lord, who is gracious and merciful, shows you and me a different way. He says to you, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. This is not the way that the Lord, or rather, this is not the way that the world does battle. The world does battle with a rallying cry, with troops getting worked into a frenzy so that they might go and win at all costs. But the Lord's way is repentance. The Lord's way lies in waiting for him. Now, I don't know about you, but that really irritates me. Because I would like to have something to do. Give me a list. Give me a checkbox that I can go through so that I can know that I've got it all figured out. But just as our Lord was silent before his shearers, so we must be silent before the judgment of God. And in that silence lies hope. Not silence because God doesn't speak, he does. Silence because I need to shut up and listen and receive what only the Lord in his great mercy and kindness can give. And my rallying, my fighting, my crying, my frantic trying to get it togetherness amounts to absolutely zip before that. But there lies the hope. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. And when the Lord exalts himself, when the Lord, if you will, lifts himself up, he will draw all men to himself. For the Lord lifts himself up upon the cross so that we may wait in silence and repentance and look only to the one who dies and rises for you. Be at peace. Wait for the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. own heart.
Have mercy.
O Christ.
Have mercy.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
O Christ.
Hear us.
God the Father in heaven. The Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us,
from all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment,
help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, and to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to guide and protect all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all. To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Christ, the Lamb of God. God who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord, deal with us according to our sins.
Do not reward us according to our iniquities.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we turn from our evil ways and live. Graciously spare us those punishments which we by our sins have deserved, and grant us always to serve you in holiness and pureness of living. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.